The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Jury gave Carmelo Anthony 35 years for stabbing Austin Metcalf to death during a track meet in Frisco. Now Anthony possibly might be on his way to a new trial. The original judge in the murder case recused.
It took less than an hour for visiting Judge Sid Harrell to decide to remove Judge John Roach from the bench in this case. He said he feels like the judge could be impartial, but removed him anyway. Now a new judge will come in. The trial is not over by any stretch of the imagination. Tomorrow, defense attorneys will be asking the new judge, whomever that is, for a totally new trial for Carmelo Anthony. At the Collin County Courthouse, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York. While a new judge will be assigned to the Anthony murder case, that doesn't mean that Carmelo will necessarily get a new trial. That according to Dallas defense attorney Ray Hendier, who was not associated with this case. He says it all comes down to a deal that the prosecution and defense made before the trial began.
Bill Worski, the prosecutor, did not allow, by agreement with the defense, for them to get into certain aspects of the character of the victim. But then when they wanted to call Carmelo Anthony as a witness in his own right, I think the prosecution said they were going to get into character evidence with Carmelo, and that was obviously not the defense's understanding.
He says because the deal agreement was broken, Anthony wasn't called to the stand in his own defense, which affected the outcome of the case. Hendier believes there's a 50-50 chance a new trial is granted. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Again, that hearing starts tomorrow morning at 9. The new judge overseeing the case is keeping the same rules in place. No cameras, no live stream, no phones, no electronics in the court.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is threatening to lower public school ratings if they don't remove more than 2,000 books from their libraries that he calls dirty, filthy, and vulgar.
We are not going to have this filth and vulgarity and violence of graphic scenes of rape, of stories of teachers and students having a sexual affair in our school libraries.
Senate Bill 13 calls for the removal of books with indecent or profane content, but Patrick says 80% of superintendents ignore the law.
If these books are not off the shelf, we will pass a law that will knock your grade letter down one. So if you're an A school, you'll be a B.
Patrick insists this isn't banning books, saying we do not take taxpayer money and buy these books for our schools.
The president, hosting tech leaders and crypto execs at the White House today, has promised that his administration will work with him. He says AI data centers generate their own power, and Texans don't need to be concerned about the grid.
They're actually giving the excess electricity into the grid, but they're building power plants that nobody's ever seen anything like it. We're not using the power from the grid. We're using brand new power. So it's a great thing.
Our governor recently ordered the PUC and ERCOT to audit all of the data centers that are in the process of getting permits in Texas.
Lawmakers in Austin hear what people across Texas think about the growing number of data centers in the state.
We now have a better idea of how long Governor Abbott's call to pause the approval of data center applications might last. ERCOT President Pablo Vegas.
We're expecting that the validation process will take us through the better part of this year before we'll finalize the audit and verification.
So we're talking just after the midterm elections. State lawmakers also discussed a multi-billion dollar infrastructure initiative to build extra high voltage power lines. Country music great Tanya Tucker among those testifying against.
Take a closer look at what this will do to our beautiful land and our lives.
And then she sang.
It's not a little too late to do the right thing now. God bless you. God bless Texas.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
God bless Tanya Tucker. The president picks Dr. Heidi Overton to lead the FDA.
Heidi Overton, President Trump's pick to lead the FDA, is a medical doctor and deputy director of the White House Domestic Policy Council. She's already been working on several of Trump's second-term health initiatives. She stood by him as he falsely suggested the number and timing of vaccines, like the combined MMR, could play a role in rising rates of autism. Scientific consensus and decades of studies conclude there is no link. Overton has been critical of abortion pills and, if confirmed, would be positioned to roll back FDA rules that made them more accessible. She needs Senate confirmation to become the new FDA head. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Army is restarted Apache helicopter training flights today. Those choppers had been grounded after one of them crashed in Central Texas last week. Two members of the U.S. Army were killed in that crash. The Army stopped those training flights to review any safety concerns. The cause of the crash is still under investigation.
Texas makes kids stay off the cell phones during the school day. Now there's a nonprofit trying to help them to adjust getting back to talking to each other in real life.
The nonprofit Interfaith Family Services provided kids from low-income families with backpacks and school supplies. Kimberly Williams says they also provide daycare for younger kids and after-school care for older kids while their parents are working.
Bring the kids together to socialize, to study, to just develop and grow.
Williams says that includes helping kids build relationships, but also use tools like artificial intelligence responsibly.
AI boot camp, how to determine whether or not the information that you're being provided is accurate or even healthy.
And she says that can help kids grow socially, but also give them skills in tech and STEM that could make them more attractive to businesses when they grow up. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 6:07 here at KRLD, and police in Garland investigating the tragic death of a 5-year-old girl. Officer Matt Pesta says she was left inside a hot car yesterday afternoon.
The 5-year-old and her sibling was picked up from school. They came home, and somehow the child was left in the vehicle.
When family members realized she was not in the house, they began searching for her. They found her inside the car. Relatives called for help and performed CPR. The girl was rushed to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Right now, no charges have been filed. The Garland School District tells us the little girl was a new student there, and they will have crisis counselors for anyone who needs help dealing with this tragedy.
New candidate jumping into the race for the Dallas County DA, Eric Reed, says he's going to run as a write-in. He's going to face the Democratic candidate, Amber Gibbons, in November. There is no Republican candidate. Reed's been a prosecutor in New Mexico, worked for the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Dakota. It's a ruling it could lead eventually, possibly, to a new trial for Carmelo Anthony. He's serving 35 years for stabbing Austin Metcalf to death during a track meet in Frisco. His attorneys want a new trial. During this hearing this morning, Judge Sid Harrell recused the Collin County judge, John Roach, from the case. There is a new judge. Doesn't mean the new trial is certain.
Now they have to go to a new judge that will be appointed and ask that judge for a new trial. And they're going to have to bring evidence to show that the original trial was unfair for a myriad of reasons. And they're going to have to bring proof to show that Carmelo is indeed entitled to a new trial based on the events that took place that made the original trial unfair to him as a defendant.
You watched the trial very closely as a defense attorney yourself. What would you bring up if you were representing Mr. Anthony?
From what I can gather, the most critical thing to me is this supposed kind of backdoor agreement between the state and the defense that was honored fully by the defense, but then perhaps not fully by the state at the end. And what I mean by that is Bill Wersky, the prosecutor, did not allow by agreement with the defense for them to get into certain aspects of the character of the complainant, of the victim, the deceased. But then when they wanted to call Carmelo Anthony as a witness in his own right, I think the prosecution said they were going to get into character evidence with Carmelo, and that was obviously not the defense's understanding. So I think the defense would have tried a very different case, possibly, if they didn't think they were bound to that agreement.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. It seemed very odd to me that the defense didn't call Carmelo Anthony to the stand to say, yeah, I did feel like my life was in danger.
I think you could make a reasonable argument to a new judge to say this case would have been tried very differently if there wasn't this agreement between the state and the defense. And apparently the defense was laboring under a misapprehension of what that agreement meant.
All right. As a person that has asked for new trials before, I don't know if you've ever done it in Collin County. What is the likelihood that this is granted?
You know, it's a high burden to meet to get a motion for new trial, because obviously the system is stacked against that. You've had a full jury trial with a lot of resources from the government that have been expended. So that, you know, the system isn't designed to grant it. But I think in this situation, I would say that there's at least a 50-50 shot because of the details that have emerged regarding this agreement, this backdoor agreement between the defense and the state.
That's Defense Attorney Ray Hinde. The hearing to consider a new trial starts tomorrow at 9. The new judge is going to keep the same rules in place as the original trial. That means no cameras and a live stream.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.